Hello, crew. Time for another episode of Childhood Memories. I think that's the title. Anyway, I'm Maple Leaf Man. And today I'm going to talk about one of those incidents or one of those sort of continuous family things. Not my family, but another family. And I promised you some sordid tales at the start, and this is one of them. There was a family they lived on the main highway. We lived on a side road. I guess they're about a mile from us, something like that. And that particular clan was ruled by, I guess, an overbearing mother and a very sort of quiet and timid father. Very early in my life, I think my mom and that woman were friends, but then it suddenly ended and they weren't friends anymore. Anyway, we knew she was not right somehow, and they had a few kids. I used to go fishing with one of the guys. And he wasn't bad. He had a stutter and some peculiarities, but he wasn't a bad guy. The older fellow was not fun to be around at all. And there was a girl, and she never seemed to fit in anywhere, and I'm not really sure exactly what was going on. The dad... Actually, I worked with the dad at one point in time. I at a place that deserves its own section of this podcast. It was basically a workplace of horrors, and I can document in my mind many situations that wouldn't be allowed to exist today and shouldn't have existed back then, but they did. And it was quite a well-known company, and I really can't believe that they allowed this stuff to go on. And I'm not sure that I ever really talked to the guy. He wasn't very bright, I know that, and he worked there as long as I knew the family. And the daughter, as I said, never really fit in. It was unfortunate because I guess she was, you know, vaguely pretty, always dressed in dresses, as a lot of girls did then. But I guess that was the norm back then. But they were frilly dresses, like party dresses, stuff like that. And I'm not really sure where that came from. Looking back on it now, I'm guessing there was some kind of abuse going on. And I'm not really sure who was responsible for it. And the reason I say that is because the mother was so weird. And this is before, what's that book? Sybil, where the girl had been brutally abused by her mother, and I can only imagine that perhaps that was the case here. The funny thing is, in high school, the daughter who had no social contact whatsoever that I knew of, I didn't see any social contact, and there certainly didn't seem to be any in school, and she wouldn't have been allowed to go to dances and things that the normal community would have done. Anyway, so the girl ended up getting pregnant. Now, obviously we can't blame the mother for that. So do we know if it was a brother or the father? And the strange thing, I can picture the house in my mind, actually, and I can picture the barn and the side yard. And the strange thing is that the mother committed suicide in the house. That was one of the many suicides that I can remember. And the story is, you know, these things never really come out about what happened and where, but the story is that she hung herself from the chandelier or light fixture in the living room. And that ended that story. I don't know what happened after that, if they moved or who knows what the cause was. Maybe she felt bad for not protecting her daughter. Maybe she had guilty conscience from the things she used to do. I don't know. I have no idea what happened after that. But it was an example of what seems like a peaceful setting, you know, a bucolic farm, and, you know, father drives back and forth to work, everything looks really good, but who knows exactly what was going on in the house? I certainly don't, and I hate to think about what kind of a life the daughter led. And I guess now I would have, looking back, I should have befriended her or something, or well, you know, what would I have done? I don't know. She was always an outcast, and I feel bad because it just shouldn't have happened that way. But, you know, when you're a teenager or, you know, a kid, you don't have the 20/20 hindsight that you do as an adult. And it just didn't work out too well for her. Another example is the family that lived west of us. And he smoked cigars. The house stunk of cigars. The wife was incredibly friendly, nice, beautiful woman, beautiful personality. I guess I don't know if she was beautiful or not. I believe that she was French-Canadian. I'm not sure. And he, I won't say what he did because that would identify him. They always had a new car. And as a matter of fact, she took me to see my very first movie in a theater, and the movie was Walt Disney's Toby Tyler. It was all about circuses, and I remember standing as I went to my seat in the theater. I said, "Oh, the smells, the scene, the screen, it was just overpowering for a kid who'd never been in a theater in his life." And as it turned out, I never really left theaters because that was where my education was and dealt with. I learned how to make movies, and I worked in movies for a while, not making them, but distributing them. And I have a movie site where I write reviews. That's going to end soon, so there's no sense in giving you a link to that. I've always been a movie buff. I've probably got all kinds of books on movies and everything like that. Anyway, so she took us to the movie. And I'm not sure if my mom knew or not, but I think he was pretty rough with her, whether it involved simply corporal punishment or whether it involved, you know, spousal abuse. I'm not really sure. The odd thing is the son married a girl, and the girl's family, as I recall, I better not say this in case I get it wrong. Yeah, I'll get it wrong, so I won't say it. Anyway, it turns out that the son took after his father, and I can still pick the house out where they lived after they were married. And he used to beat the crap out of her, and I'm sure my mom knew about that. And in spite of all my mom's women's lib things, I think she grew up in a different, feminist, I should say, influences on me. She seemed to almost accept that sometimes men could abuse women. And later on in life, one of their neighbors, when they moved to another community, had a stream of women that he lived with, and he helped, you know, helped him raise his family and stuff like that. And the guy was just a brutal abuser. And I remember, and I thought this was so strange. She said one time that there's somebody new at the house, and somebody may have asked why. And she said, well, he's pretty rough on his women, and it's just baffling why, again, I'm baffled by a lot of the things she did, but why she would seem to accept that and sort of wash it off with a saying that he's pretty rough on his women without condemning him or the women or whatever. It just seems like a really weird thing to say. And there was another family in the village, shall we call it, where the father would get drunk and beat the shit out of his wife. And I know for sure one of the daughters married a guy who did exactly the same thing to her. And there is a look, an abused woman has a look from what I've read. And she's afraid to meet your eye in case the guy thinks that, you know, she's flirting with you or something like that. I've seen it a few times in real life, unfortunately, but I wasn't 100% sure what was going on. Anyway, this girl, woman, had that look in her eyes, and I forget who she married. But the cycle of abuse that had been in her family when she was a child, and every, you know, they had quite a few kids, and they all got to watch their father beat the crap out of their mother. Unfortunately, continued in her life. And it's a sad sort of commentary on life in a small town. It happens in big cities, it happens in whatever class you are, upper, lower, middle class, doesn't matter. But when you look at these small places and look at how peaceful they seem outside as you drive around, you always have to remember that things are happening in those houses that is not as peaceful as what you might think. Anyway, that's my story for today. It's kind of a downer, I guess, but it's what the whole podcast was about. Other than my family, it was about things that happen in these places that you'd never expect. And it brings it to light. And don't be hoodwinked into thinking everything's just ducky in these places, because it's not. Anyway, I'll continue more about my family. I'll get this one up on site, and I'll continue more about my family in the next podcast. Thanks for listening. If you have comments, make them nice ones, I hope. And thanks for listening. Maple Leaf Man, over and out.